Even though volleyball may look like it's a boring sport, it's actually full of action. When the ball is up in the air, you have to make a split-second decision on who you want to give the ball to, and then you have to aim your spike to an empty position. Then the other team has to try to receive it, and so on and so forth. But those players on the court aren't actually doing random things. There are different positions, and they are given each different roles to help win the game for their team. Like the libero, for instance. It is the easiest position on the court, and you don't really have to be a tall one to do it. All you have to do is learn how to dig the ball, which may take a couple of efforts, and you have to do it right so you don't break or injure yourself. The second position I want to talk about is the middle blocker. Typically, kind of like the center of basketball. They're like the captain, the one who blocks the ball, you know, the second most important key to defense. When a spiker tries to spike the ball, they're there to block it. Hence the name middle blocker. They also are one of the main attack pieces for the setter to use on attacks. It's called a quick attack or an A pass to help them get faster points. The third position I want to talk about is the wing spiker or an outside or opposite hitter. The outside hitter is the backup setter. When something goes wrong, they're usually the one to set. The opposite hitter is usually the one to get the first pass over to the setter, so then they can get it to the outside hitter. Usually the outside and opposite hitters are the one to get the ball. Next position is called the defensive specialist. Usually they're the captain, the emotional support, also the one who is really good at receiving the ball. They're second to the libero in getting the ball, but they can go anywhere on the court. So that is all the volleyball positions. So that was my podcast. I will see you guys later.